Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
Why, hello. Hi. Funny that you should see me.
Yes.
I've been out of, let's just put it this way, out of pocket.
I know. Oh, can I have some super secret spy music, please?
Sure.
Yes, Malcolm wrote on his fantastic Substack, a couple of events over the last month have required me to maintain a relatively low profile. If you watch Black Man Spy video cast or listen to me on the Stephanie Miller radio show, you know I'm a pretty outspoken person. My unofficial nickname is Shouty McShoutface. However, I was recently invited to two entirely separate yet very different events which required a level of secrecy that I was normally akin to during my years of service in the intelligence community. Do tell. I guess that's the point. You can't
tell.
Right.
You know, first, I'm going to give you guys a shout out because I talk about Stephanie Miller all the time. Uh-huh. And during this trip, I went to first to England for a special trip. And if you go to my malcolmnance.substack.com, you can watch the Black Man Spy episode for the TV show The Prisoner.
Oh, cool.
And show 60s, Patrick McGoohan, secret spy, super spy. Captured in this luxurious oasis of a prison camp and designed to break him. And I spoke at their annual convention. I'm the first spy to ever speak at a show about spies. And it was fantabulous. But that's not why I was in the country. I was there for two other assignments, which are related to Ukraine, which at this point will remain classified, which were highly successful. And then... I guess we're going to announce now where I was on the second mission.
Oh.
After that mission, I went to Ukraine again.
Yeah.
And I was invited by the Renewing Democracy Initiative, which was formed by Garry Kasparov, the chess champion, and run by Uriel Epstein. And they went on a diplomatic fact-finding mission with Ambassador Bill Taylor, the former ambassador to Ukraine, former Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who is just a delight to be around because he slept through the first bombardment the first night, but sharp as attack, and some famous journalists, including Max Boot and David French.
Wow.
So a very, very interesting trip.
Well, yeah, you said sometimes I drop off the radar to help people whose lives are in mortal dangers. Other times it's a fun trip to get a load of pink gin and inspect some tanks.
I did all of that.
Were gin and tanks also involved?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, Fortnum and Mason, Pink Gin, they actually have a distillery on the fourth floor in London.
Wow.
So if you wanted that pink coronation gin, you would have gotten it there.
I just felt Frances Callier's ears perk up because, as I recall, she is a gin girl. And
everyone has a gin in England now, but in Ukraine it was all vodka. I bought back loads of vodka.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like a bootlegger when I was coming out. I had like 8 liters or something.
Let's talk about Ukraine because we just asked you off air. Moscow was hit by drones Tuesday morning, what appeared to be the first attack on residential areas of the Russian capital since the invasion of Ukraine. It comes weeks after an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin itself and following days of deadly Russian bombardment against civilians in Kyiv. Tuesday's incident caused damage to some buildings and forced residents to evacuate. The Russian Defense Ministry blamed Ukraine for what it called a terrorist attack. Ha! Pot! Kettle for you. But anyway, but I mean, the other, as I'm told, I think nobody was even injured in it. But talk to us about that.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are saying this was possibly a false flag by Russia, you know, based on the attack that occurred on the Kremlin a few months ago,
right?
Which really had some of the hallmarks of a false flag. Firemen standing by, guys actually up on the stairs with fireman suits when that drone, which looked nothing like a Ukrainian drone, actually hit the Kremlin or blew up near one of the Kremlin buildings on film in front of everybody's cameras. This was an entirely different animal. This is, I'm writing a Substack about it. You'll be able to read it this afternoon. This was a completely Ukrainian attack. The drones that they used were Ukrainian-built drones. They carried the warheads that were manufactured in Ukraine. And, you know, the first night that I was back in Kyiv, we got struck by the largest missile barrage the city had seen until 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And that involved over 30 Iranian-built drones, and not to mention six of their hypersonic Kinzhal Dagger missiles, which were supposed to destroy the Patriot batteries there. And the Ukrainians were just blasting these things out of the sky all evening. So every day for almost a year, Ukraine has been bombarded with drones. And suddenly, two or three drones actually explode in Moscow, and the Russians are calling it terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, that is, you know, pot calling the kettle black.
Right.
And
yeah.
The Ukrainians were just sending a message back. We can do this too.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We have to talk about Tara Reid, former U.S. Senator who accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her in the 90s. Could I have the tiniest of violin? She says she has made the very difficult decision, Malcolm, to defect to Russia. She made the stunning announcement during a Russian state press conference streamed on Twitter, sitting next to Kremlin spy Maria Butina. So some are saying Reid has perhaps been a Russian asset all along. What?
You don't say.
She then used the podium to apologize to Russia for the U.S. backing Ukraine in the war. Oh, Malcolm, you have the floor.
Help, Jesus. I mean, okay, first off, I'm going to say, remember a few months ago we had this ex-Legionnaire named John Bama McIntyre who claimed that he had defected to Russia. And I had known this guy, and he was a total loser, waste, alcoholic, drunk, everything. And my response to that is what I'm going to say about Tara Reid. He's Moscow's problem now. So Tara Reid is Moscow's problem. She no longer has to be in our airspace. She no longer has to be anywhere where we could stumble into her at a mall as she's chugging down her hot liberal tears latte or whatever it is that she drinks these days.
Yeah.
She is a wholly owned subsidiary also of Elon Musk and Kim.com. So you just sit over there and not have McDonald's and not have anything other than cold borscht and sanctions and enjoy yourself, because you are no longer America's problem, girl.
Yeah. You also tweeted, hacktivists expose Russian intelligence kingpin wanted for U.S. election interference. Malcolm, I have to ask you, as the only person who warned us, who warned America before the 2016 election that Russia was interfering on behalf of Donald Trump, I have to ask you, what do you foresee for the 2024 election? They clearly are going to try again to do everything they can to hurt Biden, right, to help Trump. I mean, what is your, like, intelligence take on where we are with Russia? And
well, I said this about 2020, and I'll reemphasize it for 2024. Russia has expended itself. They just do not have the resources or reach anymore to really impact our elections, no matter how many terror reads. And hey, listen, as long as we're at it, can Scott Ritter defect
right
over to Russia? He lives uncomfortably close to where I am, and I have a lot of elementary schools near here.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's another one of those guys who are out there as mouthpieces for Moscow, Tucker Carlson. These people are no longer have the power they think they are, because Donald Trump and the Republican Party have completely co-opted their message.
Yeah.
They essentially will do all of Russia's work for them. Nothing America can do is good enough for them, and Moscow does it better, right? That's the MAGA line. The ultra MAGA is that you have to hate Ukraine and love Vladimir Putin because Donald Trump says so.
What
so
do you
as
make-
far as intelligence assets are concerned, the best thing that we could do is hope that Jack Smith actually comes out and charges Donald Trump with the Espionage Act so I can wear my I told you so vest again.
By the way, what do you make of Lindsey Graham's upcoming arrest by Russia? He manages a way to be unhelpful to everyone. I mean, while he advocates for Ukraine, which I appreciate, I mean, first of all, it's just... It's unwise the way he spoke about it, right? Like, you know, it's the best money we ever spent. Russians are dying. You know, as one of the many people can say, our war is not against the Russian people. You know, it's against Vladimir Putin, who is the thug in Absolutely. This whole scenario. But anyway, so, you know, they're obviously calling for his arrest. RT host is calling for his assassination, which gives him an opportunity to sound super butch. But go ahead. What's your take on
Lindsey? You know,
Lindsey?
What I find fascinating about all of that is, though, even though Russia is doing that, what's going to hurt Lindsey Graham is the very fact that he spoke against Russia amongst the Republican base. Because all Donald Trump has to do to keep him in line is to mention this, all right? That you actually, you know, I know how to talk to Vladimir Putin, and you excited, you know, you got the Russians out there, and now they're going to sanction you. And look, all he has to do is lift his little finger, and Lindsey Graham can be destroyed. And I don't mean about the way that we always think Lindsey Graham will be exposed to the public eye, all right? Donald Trump has to just say, you're a traitor to me and my policy, which is pro-Moscow, eliminate NATO, work towards the destruction of Ukraine. So Lindsey Graham, if he thought he was having a John McCain moment, well, what did Trump say about John McCain?
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't like heroes.
Yeah. If you could think of exactly the wrong thing to say, it would be that Russians are dying, as if that's our goal. You know, I mean, it's...
Hey, it works for me. I just don't believe it when it comes from Lindsey Graham's mouth.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, I mean, as we keep saying, right, if, you know, Russia stops fighting, the war's over. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine's over. So it's not, you know, this is a, whatever, we can say it over and over again. This is a terrorist attack on a sovereign country by a terrorist lunatic. Anyway, let's move on. The special counsel investigating Trump's efforts to cling to power after the 2020 election has subpoenaed staff members from the Trump White House who may have been involved in firing the government cybersecurity official, something you know a little about, whose agencies judged the election the most secure in American history. The team led by Jack Smith has been asking witnesses about the events surrounding the firing of Christopher Krebs, who was Trump's top cybersecurity official during the 2020 election. Krebs' assessment the election was secure was at odds, of course, with Trump's assertions that it was a fraud. You know, it's funny, just when you think, like you said, I feel like, ooh, is it espionage week? Is it obstruction and document case arrest week? But, you know, January 6th investigation is also ramping up.
This is a new angle we should all be paying attention to. Christopher Krebs was actually fired by a political commissar that Donald Trump had put in there for the purity of the administration. And when he said the free and fair election, they got rid of him. This is an entirely new angle of investigation because Krebs came out, validated the election. Now, an illegal firing, going there using the same people who would have put together the elector scheme, it means that you were out to make sure the election was corrupt and you had to eliminate the one guy who would give credibility to that, you know, and that was after Bill Barr kept his mouth shut too, which, you know, is pretty amazing.
Yes.
So I think this is one of those things you need to dog ear this particular note, because this isn't what we would call an interesting intelligence indicator. That maybe this investigation is broader than you think.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is, before we go, the most significant development though in the classified documents case? There's been a lot of bombshells, but it does seem to indicate that Jack Smith is at the end, which I mean, again, I don't know, it's this week, but man, it seems like we are, you know, not just an obstruction, but as you say, more and more people saying this looks like he is going for Espionage Act.
And if he does, there's one guy that I think we all need to be watching very, very carefully. You hear almost nothing about him. I want to know whether he flipped. Kash Patel.
Oh.
Kash Patel was a mid-level loser who was in the congressional, in the House Intelligence Committee, who had gone over to the White House. He was the guy that was working with Devin Nunes to leak all sorts of classified to Nunes. And then Donald Trump promoted him to the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence for about a month and a half before January 6th. And this guy was the person who was handling these documents with Trump. He's the guy, remember I've said this before, someone had to sign the documents out of the safe.
Wow.
And then give those documents to the president. My money is on Kash Patel.
Wow.
This guy was a coffee runner who should never have been near anything related to classified. Oh, and on January 4th or 5th, they were talking about appointing him as director of the CIA.
Yeah.
So be aware of anything that happens to Kash Patel. I wouldn't be surprised if he got indicted.
Wow. All right. And we end with a bombshell.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Man Spy, fantastic. I've been on it, so you know it's good.
Yes.
I mean, and the Substack is going to be up later. We have linked to everything at StephanieMiller.com. Yeah, Malcolm.
All right. See y'all next week.
All right. Love you. There he goes, Malcolm Nance, super spy.